Hello, teacher friends. Coach Z here, and today we're talking about whether you should transition to EdTech, aka educational technology, or to another industry altogether. Here's my unpopular opinion. I think that every teacher should look into transitioning to EdTech, or at least staying in the field of education. And I'll tell you why in today's episode. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the UX Teacher Prep Podcast, the ultimate destination for educators who aspire to break into the field of user experience and product design. Your host, Z Arnold, a 15-year teacher turned UX researcher, is here to guide, coach, and mentor you through every twist and turn as you make your career transition into tech. If you're ready for a more satisfying career and lifestyle, and you want the balance to unleash your creativity, this podcast is for you. Now for the show.
So today's episode is going to be short and sweet because I really want to address this question that I keep getting from transitioning teachers about whether they should transition into EdTech or not. Post-pandemic, a lot of teachers who left the classroom naturally gravitated towards careers in EdTech because it just made sense. Think about it. At the height of the pandemic, we were pushed into remote teaching and learning, and even teachers who weren't tech inclined had to learn fast. I remember there was a lot of debate on LinkedIn and other platforms about whether EdTech was the right move. A lot of people were saying EdTech was oversaturated with transitioning teachers, and you didn't stand a chance if that was your goal. Yet here I am, and many teachers are still transitioning to EdTech. For those of you who don't know, EdTech is basically hardware and software that's designed to improve teacher-led learning in classrooms and improve students' educational outcomes. So for those who are still saying that EdTech is oversaturated, I call their bluff. Now, there's two reasons why I think teachers should stay in their lane and continue in the education space. The first reason is if you're passionate about education and you just don't have the desire to be in the classroom anymore, you most likely have two valuable skills that will do you well in EdTech: advocacy and empathy. A lot of us went into teaching because we wanted to help others. We wanted to make an impact on the lives of students in some way or another, and we did. Even if we changed the mindset of one student, we made a change. We didn't sign up for the money or the summers off, contrary to popular belief. What pulls at our heartstrings and keeps us undecided about leaving are the moments we have with the students that make us smile, like seeing your students laugh with each other when they actually realize that biting your thumb at someone is equivalent to giving them the finger in Romeo and Juliet, or when they jump up because they got the slope intercept versus point slope question right on the Kahoot practice quiz. What about when a student looks up to you as a mentor and you're the only teacher who can stop them from going buck wild in the cafeteria? These are the moments that help teachers build empathy for students and learn to advocate for them. We advocate for our students to have access to the same texts that students in higher performing schools have access to, but we modify the text to make it accessible for our student population. We understand that some of our students are coming to school from shelters, so we give them that extra day to complete an assignment because they were up all night guarding their belongings the night before. That empathy and that advocacy is what makes teachers stand apart from those who've never stepped foot in the classroom. So I tell teachers, go ahead and apply for that EdTech role because you've been there and there are people working in EdTech right now who have never stepped foot in the classroom. And those companies would love your contextual insight about what happens behind the classroom doors. Why? Because all those environmental factors impact how students and teachers interact with products in a classroom. You have the experience advocating for students on IEPs, for special accommodations, for smaller class sizes, better curriculum, and more user-friendly learning platforms. That's exactly the transferable skill you need for a UX role at an EdTech company, and quite frankly, for any type of roles at EdTech companies. Plus, if you're a tech-savvy teacher, EdTech is a clear fit for you. You have all the classroom experience, and you know what students want and how they interact with technology. And this is why so many teachers have either transitioned to EdTech companies like myself, or even started their own EdTech company. And a bonus is that, in many cases, EdTech roles will offer you more pay than teaching. I've never met a teacher who didn't want or deserve more pay. Now, I know not all teachers are tech savvy, even in 2024, but if tech is not your thing, you can lean into non-tech educational roles, because education is your specialty. That's your wheelhouse. When it comes to education, you are the subject matter expert. I can't stress this enough. Leverage the skills you possess to land your new role. It's all about transferable skills and transferable knowledge. Some non-tech roles in education would be educational sales rep, educational consultant, curriculum developer, training and development manager, and the list goes on. I want to close by saying that if you're absolutely tired of education, the bureaucracy, and all the stress that comes with it, I understand. If you feel like you want to completely remove yourself from the field of education, then yes, it's worth exploring other industries outside of education. For example, finance, healthcare, e-commerce, travel, or even government agencies. And in some cases, depending on your state, if you transfer to a state or city job, you can also transfer your retirement savings plan and keep contributing to your pension. So it might make sense for you. Ultimately, the decision is up to you. But as a first step, I would say consider staying in education or edtech so you can have an advantage and use the skills and knowledge you already have. And what this means for employers is that they don't have to invest as much time and money in training you up on the education side because you're coming in with that knowledge already. And that's a win-win. Well, that's it for today. As always, if you want to learn more about how UX Teacher Prep can help you on your transition journey, visit our website, uxteacherprep.com. Talk soon.
Hey, thanks so much for tuning in. If you like this podcast, hit follow and scroll down to leave a 5-star rating. Then share it with a friend. If you're looking for resources to help you on your tech transition journey, head over to uxteacherprep.com. Follow us on LinkedIn and Instagram at uxteacherprep for daily tips and motivation. Have a topic you'd like to hear addressed on the show? Send us a DM on Instagram. If you're listening on YouTube, like, subscribe, and share. Until next time, be well.